Environmentalists and watchdog groups have slammed Murkowski for her plans. In Anchorage today, the National Wildlife Federation joined with commercial fishermen, nonpartisan public interest advocates, and even Republican conservationists in calling a halt to the senator's proposal. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Only a few people crowded into a local coffee shop to hear the National Wildlife Federation's Pat Lavin.
I think everyone knows why we're here. Senator Murkowski is proposing to prevent the Environmental Protection Agency from regulating carbon pollution. This is supported by coal companies and others that don't want to address climate change.
The NWF has contacted Senator Murkowski on behalf of its 4 million members, asking her to scuttle the proposed amendment while releasing a television ad criticizing Murkowski's action as an attack on the Clean Air Act. Lavin says Murkowski's legislation could hurt Alaska's economy while weakening Environmental Protection Agency efforts to reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
It's also about whether Alaska's natural gas will enjoy an expanding market, about whether our villages will be falling into the ocean or successfully have the impacts of climate change mitigated. This is 100 and some resolutions from Alaska Native villages that have called for action from Senator Murkowski and from Congress on climate change. It's about that. And it's one time where those of us in Alaska who care about the environment and those who are interested in developing Alaska's resources should be standing hand in hand.
Matt Wallace, executive director of the Alaska Public Interest Research Group, said Alaska is on the front lines of climate change. Wallace, however, skewered Murkowski on another level.
You know, those that write the big checks tend to get a good return on their investment. And sometimes they even get to write their own laws. That is the troubling appearance of the situation here for Senator Murkowski and the big money lobbyists who helped draft and promote energy legislation on her behalf. And it just so happens that clients for those very same lobbyists have given a whole lot of money to the senator's election efforts over the last few years.
Wallace referred to news reports that Jeff Homestead, a lobbyist for energy interests, helped craft the Murkowski Amendment. Wallace said clients of the lobbyist and electric utilities are major contributors to Murkowski's campaign chest. Wallace called on Murkowski to drop the legislation or to return the campaign contributions she has gained from energy representatives.
And really, we think that in an ideal world, she'd do both.
Lavin says the language of the amendment has not yet been made public, but he says reports are that it would prevent the EPA from regulating carbon pollution. The EPA is working on pollution regulations affecting large producers of greenhouse gases in line with a 2007 U.S. Supreme Court decision regarding the effects of pollution on public health. I'm Ellen Lockyer.